Thanks for downloading this episode of Leadership Bites with Pastor Brian Dahlman. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
I have a major announcement to make.
Really?
Hold on. Yeah.
Are you ready?
We're gathering the press.
Okay, all right. Here it is. The Seahawks are going to the Super Bowl.
Woohoo.
Can you believe it?
Kind of. Yeah, actually. It took me a minute, you know, watching the game. It took me a minute to process.
Right. I'm still thinking about it, man.
Amazing.
Yeah.
But is it real for you?
It is.
You just announced it, but is it real for you?
It is, yeah. I am trying to not think about it too much because then I'll just be worked up and nervous. I was really pretty anxious about the last game. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True or false? Brian Dahlman did the happy dance when Richard Sherman tipped the ball and they intercepted it.
False.
Really?
I think I did jump up. I was at that point sitting on the coffee table. The coffee table's between the television and the couch. So I'd moved up to the coffee table sitting on the edge. Wow. I think I jumped up, but no happy dance. No.
No happy dance.
Huh? Yeah. Okay. Well, all week long, I keep thinking about Richard Sherman, like not the play.
Yeah.
But the interview. I can't stop thinking about it.
Tough not to.
Yeah. I mean, it's all over the news and, you know, there's another video to watch and there's, you know, more stuff coming out all the time. So it is hard not to think about it. But even just on my own, watching that interview and thinking about it afterwards, like so many thoughts and feelings. I'm sure you've done your fair share of reading articles.
Absolutely.
Blog posts.
Yeah.
News reports. Watched videos of Richard Sherman talking about it, that kind of thing. My wife actually was watching videos before I did.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I'm on my computer watching a video, and she goes, oh, that's a good one. I'm like, wait. You saw this?
Wow.
She's like, oh, yeah. So I think what happened was maybe she was on Facebook before I, you know, had gotten to that particular video or whatever.
Yeah.
But, my reaction watching it was, at first... maybe that first day and the next day, I was just upset with people and their reaction to it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe because I have so many sort of Christian and ministry people that I follow on Twitter and am friends with on Facebook. But so many of those, you know, hey, be classy, kind of like, you know, warnings to have better behavior. I kind of thought, really? Like, huh.
Yep.
Because I'm not feeling that. Like, maybe something's wrong with me.
Can I ask you that? I mean, you're at home, right? Uh-huh. Watching on TV.
Yeah.
And you saw the interview as it happened.
Right.
What first went through your mind?
OMG. I was like, oh my gosh. Did he just do that? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I laughed. I thought it was funny. Felt a little bad for Erin Andrews, kind of like...
Maybe it startled her.
Yeah, she just looked confused. Like,
who's
I wasn't expecting this, you know?
Yeah.
But here's the deal. What she was expecting was the same old, and that didn't happen.
Like, right.
And that's what I guess, loved about it. The more I've thought about this thing, I really, really like it. I like Richard Sherman so much more because that happened.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I read this post by a guy that I follow. His name's Morgan Guyton. And he's got a blog called Mercy, Not Sacrifice. And I'll just read this one little line from it. He says, I really feel like going off on the world sometimes. Okay, so he's relating to Richard Sherman. He's going, I get it.
Yeah.
Like, I liked this because I really feel like going off on the world sometimes. And I'm glad he did. Because all the pageantry of professional sports is such a damn farce. And usually the athletes play along in those interviews and say something banal and congenial or maybe give the glory to God, because when we point to God in the end zone, he gives us touchdowns. I loved it, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, a week later or almost a week later, here's where I'm at with the Richard Sherman thing. I feel convicted by Richard Sherman. That's what I've gotten to. Not only do I like Richard Sherman and I really enjoyed his interview, but I feel convicted because he didn't play it safe. Now there was a degree of safety. Like,
he didn't swear.
I don't think he was planning on swearing, or I don't think he was even out of control. Like, I actually think he kind of knew what he was doing.
I do too.
Yeah. But In terms of how sports interviews go, he didn't play it safe. Mm-hmm. There was raw emotion. There was real feeling. It wasn't expected. It wasn't the usual post-game interview. And he felt like he probably needed to apologize later, which he has.
He did.
You know, said, I regret that.
He actually did right after.
Yeah.
In the press conference.
Yeah, exactly.
I think he did a shout-out for Aaron Andrews. Aaron, right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's true. So here's how I'm convicted. I want more of that coming out of my life. Like, I want to be a little more unhinged and raw and real, honest, and even needing to apologize once in a while. Mm-hmm. I just think I play it way too safe, and I'm thankful for the crazy example of Richard Sherman. Go Seahawks.
L.O.B.
Make sure to check back next week for another installment of Leadership Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dahlman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.